I put my trust in. And I said, devil, you can't get me because I belong to Jesus. Amen. Soldier of the cross. Amen. And I saw this here thing, and it's snowing out. It's 2 degrees, and it's 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm leaving. How many know you leave a lot earlier to get to that meeting? That's determination. And I knew it was snowing bad. And I had a little Volkswagen, them little bugs. And I put my little siren on the top. And only a bug could have got through that storm. All these trucks and cars were stalled, and there I was. On the sidewalk. Woo, down. Over the Brooklyn Bridge sideways, the whole way. Boy, was I having fun in God. And I finally got there. And it was 25 after 7. I looked at the watch, and there's the Catholic Church. I said, oh, boy, I made it. Hallelujah. How many know you need a prayer meeting after that? And I get out, and I look, and the Catholic Church is all boarded up. I says, oh, boy, I must have got the wrong address. How many know you can't lose Jesus anyway? No matter what they do to you, right? I was a little down. I said, oh, well. And all of a sudden, I looked, and there was a light bulb in the alleyway. And a door was open just a little. And I says, let me check. You don't drive 4 hours in a snowstorm without checking everything out, right, sister? Amen. Give me an amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Get excited. And I got in there, and when I went down that alley, how many know I had a gun, it didn't matter. How many know you can get killed in that area? How many know you better have the Holy Ghost and angels around you? Praying in tongues. Now, I'm 5 years saved at this point, this night, I'm telling you. So I learned how to get my hand up too, right, Gene? When you were in the trance, I used to call it the trance. I used to go into a Pentecostal church in my early years getting saved. I used to go to, listen to this one, I'd be holding out prayer meetings, this church I started, and still going to Catholic church on Sunday thinking, if I die with a mortal sin, I'm going to hell. You talk about not knowing anything, but how many know God even honored that? Oh, I love God, amen. Woo! So there I am walking down this alleyway, and finally I go in, I see 4 fellas holding hands in a circle. I didn't know they were cops. But I can tell they were praying, and the vapor was coming out of their mouth because there was no heat in that building. And I says, I don't care who they are, I'm joining in. And when I got close, 2 guys opened their hands, I grabbed it, and I heard them praying for cops. And my heart went out that night. I says, hallelujah. And I stood there after 5 years saved, and I said, Jesus, to myself, this is it. This is it. In the last days, I'm not trying to puff us up as cops, but I want to tell you, in the last days, we are going to be ordained of God in these last days, the authority. Let me tell you, the authority is the only one who can do it now, amen, through God. And God raised, and I held hands, and I looked at these guys, and I said, oh, Lord, there are some Elishas left, amen? There are those who haven't bowed their knees to the system of this world, amen? And we were praying, and I heard them talking about praying for the cops in this precinct. Let me tell you something why we were praying to us 18 years ago before most police departments. They were killing us, 50 a year, amen? We were in a war before most of these departments even know what a war is about. And I remember holding hands and praying and praying. And after the meeting, Billy says, how about we meet next month? Ooh, boy, it went through my toes. It went up to my head. I was excited. Oh, come on, give me 5, brother. Get excited. Get excited and do a 2-step. That's right. Get excited for who you are in Christ. Anyway, that was our first Cops for Christ meet. Who would have known what would have happened after that night? But the next month, I was faithfully there. 15 New York cops. I went, oh, look at this. Woo, boy, was I excited. And in 6 months, 100 guys were coming to the meeting. And I said, boy, if this is not of God, amen? And then 2 policemen in New Jersey had lie thrown into their face answering a call. One of them died, and the other guy, his face was half burnt off. And I believe and know today that it was the prayers from the cops in New York. He didn't know this, and we didn't know this happened. But God answered the prayers of us praying for cops. And miraculously, this man was healed in his hospital bed. How many know God can do that? Amen. How many know God still wants to do it supernaturally? Amen. There's where you got to put your rest in today. Basic Christianity. How many have heard of it?
Amen.
Holy Ghost power. Amen. Laying hands on the sick and they recover, anointing them with oil.
Amen.
What have we gotten away from with all this intelligence today?
Amen.
Lay hands on the sick. You can do it. You can do it. And you can do it.
Amen.
Hey, and you can do it, Barry. Come on. Amen. You can lay hands on the sick and they can recover, because that's the Word of God.
Amen.
That's the Word of God.
Amen.
And boy, this man was miraculously healed, and we decided he wanted to join us. We said, wait a minute, why don't you start a chapter? So we got a couple of lawyers, because we figured, hey, if we're going to be a fellowship, we might as well incorporate. And we needed a name. So we sat around and we did this name, 8,000 names, and I was yawning after a while listening to all these crazy names. One guy said, how about Cops for Jesus? It sounds good. Another guy says, how about Cops for Christ? And it was like the Holy Ghost locked it in. Amen? And we took that title, incorporated. Jersey became the second chapter. And before you know it, it wasn't long before Boston and places up in Massachusetts wanted to hear, what's going on? Connecticut. And it started spreading. And our Connecticut chapter now does videos. We have two guys who do all the videos. They go into prisons, do videos of prisoners, do videos of policemen on patrol, and we send out videos all over America and Canada and Europe. Amen? It's a ministry. God has called us to this ministry. And then before you know it, man, everybody, some cop was in Germany, from Germany, was visiting the United States, and we were on radio now. How many know God wants us on radio?
Amen.
Tell them the good news of salvation. And the radio show is called Cops for Christ. And I was doing a half hour on a Saturday and preaching the Word of God, shouting the victory, telling the devil he's a liar, telling the white man to love the black man, telling the black man to love the white man. Amen?
Amen.
That's the only thing that's going to do it, is the love of God.
Amen.
You can have all your programs, it's not going to work. And if you got resentment and hate towards your brother, you better take a good step, if you're born again, on your knees and say, God, why do I feel this way? And if it's a curse that's on you, you better pray to God that He wipes it out. Amen?
Amen.
And love everybody. Love everybody. You see what happened in California there? Let me tell you something. God is going to call Cops for Christ into that area soon. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to be there. We know this. How many know God wants to set a standard against anything that's
Amen.
Not of Him?
Amen.
God loves America. I believe that. And we're the frontline army of today. Right here in this church is the frontline army. This is part of a great army. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's all over the world, praying in tongues, shouting the victory. You know, in Switzerland tonight, in India tonight, they're praising God.
Amen.
This is a marching army. Anyway, Cops for Christ, we started to do radio, television. And now one day was Christmas Eve, a beautiful little story. A correction cop says, hey, Mike, he says, why don't we go into the prisons? I says, boy, that sounds good. What do you have in mind? He says, how about Christmas Eve? I says, gee, it's the 21st. I mean, can we get enough guys? I was figuring 3 or 4. Do you know 50 guys volunteered on Christmas Eve in uniform to come into the prison, Rikers Island, the biggest prison in America? That night, 1,500 inmates were there. And I remember when we walked in, there was a whole lot of sly remarks being made. Amen. How many know only God can do what happened that night? And we went in there, and my friend Vernon, a black fella, he took his trombone and he played Silent Night. And the Holy Spirit quenched that whole auditorium. And I've seen some of the inmates come out with tears down their cheeks, realizing that I'm not going home for Christmas, that I am incarcerated. And then one by one, 2 or 3, 4 cops got up in uniform and gave 2 or 3 minute testimonies. And then God asked me, through our president, Mikey, would you bring the word tonight? And I preached the cross. And I preached on how God has found you not guilty. How many know God finds you not guilty? How many know that when Jesus rose, you know, in the Old Testament, they would take the blood of bulls and goats, right? And the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies. Only he was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies, and he would sprinkle the blood for what? The sins of the people in the outer court. Do you know, although the blood was the atonement, the high priest had to enter in. Well, do you know Jesus shed his blood? But when he rose, that's why Paul said, believe in that resurrection. When Jesus rose from the dead, remember this, it's in the Word. It says He ascended into the Father's presence, amen? But before He got to God, He put to shame all the principalities and the powers in the darkness, amen? And when He rose up there, man, they looked at Him and He made a spectacle of them. And they looked at Him and they went, uh-oh. And they all looked at Lucifer, said, I thought he was dead. And I could see Jesus winking at them as he went by. I'm alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And I can see Jesus going into the Father's presence. And he presented himself a living sacrifice, the Word says. And he went to God and he said, it is finished. I've covered the sins of my people. Mikey, you're free. Hallelujah. Nothing I ever did and nothing I can ever do to get free. But what he did on the cross set me free. And that night when we preached it and I told them, fellas, how many want Jesus in your heart and want to be set free and found finally not guilty? And 800 inmates stood up and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've been in prisons ever since. Our ministry is Cops, part of Cops for Christ. We have a little part of it. We kid around with the name, but it's called Cops and Cons. And policemen go into prison with guitars and we sing. And we go in there and minister the Word. And God has blessed it. Through the years, hundreds and thousands of inmates have accepted Christ through the ministry. And this year I was working on a roof with Gene. Right? In Florida it was. And it was time to... Sometimes we do work, me and Gene, to make a little pasta money out here. And we was up on a roof and... all of a sudden, I said, sorry, Gene, I got to go. God's called me to preach. I had an appointment that afternoon to preach in this park, and I went there. And as I was preaching, some guy came up. I wasn't even done. And he came up with his hands in his pockets. He took them out, and he gave me a big hug with tears coming down his face. He looked at me, and I says, what's the matter, brother? And he took the microphone, and he said to the people in the park, he says, some 16 years ago, thanks in all things. Even in your troubles, this is the will of God. I don't have to say you should laugh in your troubles, but give thanks that you got Jesus working all things out for the good. Say, thank you, Lord, that even though I'm going through this fire right now, that the Holy Ghost in me is going to work this out, and it's going to be for the perfecting of the saints. Amen? Amen. Oh, we got a great God we serve. So anyway, we have Cops for Christ, Cops for Con. Gene shared some of the ministry that we're going into. And boy, God has blessed this ministry. We have preached to over 15 million people now in the world the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think of four cops and me holding hands in a circle some 18 years ago. Five pineapple heads, amen? Didn't have any idea what we were getting into, what this was all about in a cold winter's night, depressing in Brooklyn. How many know? You don't have to feel God all the time.
That's right. Amen.
But you go by faith, and you don't have to see it all the time. If you looked at the condition us five were playing in, you'd have said they're crazy.